You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Hi, everyone. Happy Tuesday. It's the end of the month, so it's a big time of the month for volume and for the market, and lots have been going on. I wanted to say welcome. Welcome to Tech Trend Investments. I'm going to be giving you guys some fun, interesting things tonight, tell you a little bit about what's been going on in the market, what we anticipate going to be happening, and also all the fun things that have been going on. So happy Tuesday. And when you hear these little pauses, don't forget it's me taking sips of water. I'm famous for that. Doing VCs and AMAs and spaces all the time. I tend to speak a lot and I drink a lot of water. So anyway, welcome, welcome, welcome. Happy Tuesday. So I'm going to give you guys all like a market recap of what's been going on. There's a lot of exciting things that have been happening and tell you what is going on in the market and also some little surprises throughout the show. We'll go ahead and talk about those too. Okay, so here we go. So the market has been pretty wild for the last 7 days or so. Some interesting things have been coming out and it's been affecting it. And don't forget, whenever there's news in the market, it creates a lot of emotion and volatility. And don't forget, whenever you're in your investment, always look for long-term holding. If you're in stocks, bonds, futures, or options, if you're investing in your SEP or investing in your 401k, if you're in mutual funds, it's always long-term, right? We have our staples, which are blue chip stocks that are our staples that we look for long-term. And then we have our higher risk, higher reward type of things like our mid caps are a little bit riskier, but they're a little, and then our small caps are even more riskier, and international stocks, of course, the riskiest. So you always want to make sure you're balancing your portfolio based on where you are. If you're just getting out of college or you're in high school, you can weather longer risk, higher risk and longer terms because you have a lot longer to hold on to your portfolio. If you're buying a house and you're saving up for money and you need to invest, make sure that you balance out your portfolio. If you are planning on using the money discretionary and you have your slush fund and your high risk money, then you can go into other high risk plays with that money because that's your coffee money. We always call it your coffee money, right? So make sure that you know that whenever there's volatility in the market, it always plays out. We always go through these cycles. Whenever there's news, it's people trying to be competitors against other things. So we always cycle through these different times. We'll cycle through housing market. Housing market usually cycles through 9 years. Interest rates usually cycle through 9 years. Stocks, bonds usually cycle through about 9 years. Sometimes they go about 10, 11, 12. Sometimes they go about seven, but the average is about 9 years. And if we're holding long-term in stocks, they always say that the average is about 12%. So we've been bringing to you all different types of investments to get involved with, trying to give you like the smorgasbord of everything that's out there so you can get a background and get information and decide which avenue or which direction you want to go into. We've been watching the markets pretty heavily lately too. And so there was some big news that had come out this week. The AI tech stock sector got affected. China said introduced that they have a new type of AI, which kind of shook the markets. And of course, whenever something new comes out, everybody gets excited and they get emotional until they get a chance to test it out and try it out and then see what's going on in the markets. So over the past week, financially, we had volatility. And then also it was basically because of the development in the tech sector. The major event that was announced was the Chinese startup DeepSeek. So that was the AI that came into the market. And of course, this is new, so nobody knew really what it was yet. They just knew that it was launched. It was from the Chinese sector, China, from China. But they didn't, and they said it was the more cost effective, but a lot of people didn't get a chance to test it out yet. And so whenever something new emerges into the market, there's volatility because people don't know what to expect. And so they just cover their risk and try and like hedge themselves, right? But as it played out, they found out that it wasn't as great as everyone had talked about it and saw that it could have been. So when it first came out, the NASDAQ had dropped over 3% on Monday. It was one of the worst performing days in over a month. And then also NVIDIA, the AI chip maker, ended up going down 13%. So it's all about rumors. It's all about news that will disrupt the market. But when you settle back down and the dust clears out and people actually see what the tech is and what it offers and if it's a competitor or not, or if it's going to disrupt the market, then they realize it's not as great as everyone thinks it is. And so we had a bounce back in the market. We also had the Fed meeting today, and the Fed's meeting tomorrow also. I'm going to announce about rate cuts. And for the last 3 or 4 months, everybody wanted a quarter rate cut for this month. But because the economy's been pretty stable, we've only had 2.9% inflation in December. And we had 2.7% in December and 2.9% in November on inflation. So the inflation is pretty tame right now. And the way that the Fed has been doing its feedback in the last 30 days, they've been saying that they don't foresee a rate cut. And so that was built into the market in the last couple of weeks. Now, if the Fed goes in and they decide to stay flat, everybody already built it into the pricing. So they already anticipate that the market's going to be flat. If the Fed cuts the rates a quarter, we should have a rally and a bounce back because nobody anticipated it. The way that the Fed's been talking is that they think that the economy is pretty stable. They don't need to hedge inflation as much. Again, we are like at 2.9, 2.7 right now. And so they don't anticipate doing a rate cut, but they've already built that into the price of the market in the last 2 to 4 weeks. And so we've been seeing volatility in the market because everybody, of course, wants a rate cut. Everybody wants lower rates. It'll stimulate the economy, bring more volume to businesses. It'll help stocks and bonds. So whenever we have a rate cut, it helps the market. But the Fed's trying to stabilize it, so they anticipate not having a cut. And if they do a quarter tomorrow, then we should have a bounce back. Now, we're also coming into the end of our month, right? So we're at January 27th, January 28th, January 29th, the 30th, the 31st, and the 1st. So we're at the end of the month right now. Once we get closer to the 1st and on Friday, volume and money comes back into the market. This is just a typical cycle that we always go through. In a normal paycheck, most people get paid on the 1st and most people get paid on the 15th. Money comes back into the markets because people have cash flow, and so they start to spend money close to the 1st. They also invest in their 401ks and their IRAs and their SEPs because they have money taken out of their paycheck. So we have an influx of volume in the market. If people are trading, they have extra cash flow on the 1st and the 15th. On the 1st, most mortgages and rents are due, and most big bills are due on the 1st of the month. So we'll have volume for about the first 5 to 7 days until people make their payments for their mortgages, which become late usually on the 15th, make payments for their rent, which usually become late on the 5th. So they have that kind of spread from the 1st to the 5th or the 1st to the 7th or the 1st to the 15th where there's volume in the market. And so right now we're coming up on that time frame of the month where volume is coming back into the market. And so we're going to watch in crypto and in stocks and bonds, we're going to watch a little bit of fluctuation. We're going to watch a little bit of range trading. It's also the beginning of 2025. So people are anticipating what kind of new tax laws are going to be coming out. They're also anticipating what's going to be happening in the markets and then how to plan out their investment strategy. And so when we're looking at the beginning of the year, it's kind of like a precursor on people doing preliminary planning for their whole entire year. They're not completely investing on everything that they want to go into, but but they're starting to look at different options and where they want to invest their money and what they want to do. And so we also have potentially new tax laws coming out. They haven't been passed yet. They haven't been officially announced. They haven't been officially put forth into the market yet. But people are sitting on the sidelines waiting for these to be implemented. There's a rumor going around right now, and let me get the actual quote for you guys so you can see what I'm talking about, that's affecting crypto favorably. And so what they're trying to do on this rumor and what they're trying to do on these tax laws is to keep people in the states that are investors. They're trying to keep companies in the states that are involved in crypto. And before, crypto laws weren't as favorable for the states or for the USA. There was that potential of capital gains exceeding over $10,000. Again, consult your CPA or your financial advisor. This is not financial advice. Do your own research. It's not financial advice. These are just things that have affected the economy before and have affected crypto in the past. But now they're trying to pass new tax laws that are going to be more crypto-friendly, more USA-friendly, more businesses involved in crypto-friendly too. And so we've been hearing a couple of rumors lately about stating that they want to pass laws that, let me get you the actual quote. They want to pass laws that if you're a U.S.-based crypto company, that there will be 0% on taxes. So let me see this. So Eric Trump had come out with a statement. It's not official. It hasn't been passed. We don't have the official laws on it. It's still considered a rumor. So Eric Trump, the son of President Trump, teased the idea of zero crypto tax policy. So they're trying to eliminate taxes on crypto to encourage innovation, attract investment, and position the U.S. as a global leader in the crypto space. So what they're proposing is that there would be zero tax on crypto companies that are based out of the U.S., and then companies that are out of the U.S. and that you're making gains on that are involved in crypto, there would be a 30% tax on those. So it's this way of like creating innovation and keeping businesses within the U.S. that are heavily crypto influenced, and then discouraging people investing on businesses outside of the U.S. that are involved in crypto because you get at a higher tax rate. And of course, this is all just a rumor. It's not officially passed yet. It's stuff that's been leaked to the press, information that's been leaked out to the press, but it's nothing that's official yet either. And so while these rumors are going on until they officially pass, the market gets a little volatile. It gets happy and then it has volume and people start buying into it. And then they want the tax laws to be passed. But of course, tax laws aren't going to be passed right away. There's also a statement out from the IRS that they're not going to make a definitive statement on how people are going to get taxed in crypto until December of this year. So that gives a whole 12 months of investing into crypto and deciding where you're going to buy into and where you're going to sell out of and what your profit and loss and if it's going to be capital gains or how it's going to be rated or how your investment in crypto is going to be shown on your taxes. Again, this is all U.S. information. Again, consult with your financial advisor, consult with your CPA. Again, not financial advice. I'm just giving you guys updates on what's been going on and what's been affecting the crypto market. So that's a lot of that's been going on. Trump has been, he's in his first 100 days and he's trying to make a lot of changes. This can affect the financial markets. So if you're paying attention to what's going on in the markets, you can see volatility in the financial markets. The financial markets respond favorably whenever there's something that's announced or passed with policy in the government, policy within the states
then you can see how the financial markets respond. Same thing when the Fed meets. If everyone likes what the Fed is doing, then you'll see a rally in the markets. It's like the stamp of approval that the markets are saying, yes, we like what you're doing. And then when they don't like what the Fed is doing or something else is going on, then we'll see the markets have a pullback. Now, don't forget, when you're investing, you always want to keep your portfolio, your stables for long term, mid caps, small caps for mid type of volatility, and then your high risk, your coffee money. Again, we've seen a little bit of volatility in the market the last 7 days, which is fine. This is what we normally go through. Everything always cycles. If you look back through historicals, you're going to see cycles. We're always going to see the stock market go up, the stock market go down. We have pullbacks in volume. The crypto markets go up, the crypto markets go down. But if you're holding out for long term, overall, you tend to have a higher percentage on your gains. So don't get emotionally involved when you trade. Don't get emotionally involved when you're into financial markets. If you're new to it and this is something that you're just trying out and you're just starting with, always invest with low amounts of money. Start with $10. We always say start with $10. So if you're going to buy stocks, start with $10. If you're going to buy options or futures, start with $10. If you're going to buy into cryptos, start with $10. And then just watch it for a week, see what it does, see the volatility of the market. This takes the emotion out of the game, and that's what we want to do. When we're investing and we're trading, we want to take emotion out of the game. We want to be more logical and look for long-term, look for patterns, historicals, what goes on in the market, and how things move. Now, if you're same thing in the real estate market, right? We always want to time things perfectly. That's human nature. Everybody always wants to buy at the lowest rates, at the lowest price, right before it takes off, and then sell at the highest all-time high. Same thing in finance markets, right? In stocks, bonds, futures, we always want to sell at the highest. We want to buy at the lowest, sell at the highest. We always want to time everything. But life isn't that way. We're not perfect. We can't always time it. And so we look at past historicals. We look at what affects the markets. We look at psychology and what makes things volatile. And we try to improve our odds and we try to go the best route to make things easier. And hopefully this show has helped you guys also to understand the markets, because people coming in new into the financial markets will see volatility. They'll buy at the high and then see their portfolio drop down and get scared and sell off and lose money. But if you're able to ride the waves through everything that's going on and hold for long term and start with small investments so you can take the emotion out of the game, you can actually see those cycles and see what happens in the market. And that's why we're here, right? To help you see what goes on. And there's lots of resources out there. There's stockbrokers, there's financial planners, there's CPAs, there's lawyers, trading experts, YouTube videos, books, podcasts. There's lots of resources to find information. And if you're trying to absorb information, what the best part about it is that you can listen to this every Tuesday night on your drive home from work. You know, 6 p.m., everyone's driving home from work. You may be frustrated and sitting in traffic, but hopefully we bring a little bit of joy and excitement into that rush hour traffic time. And I know we've been talking a lot about financial markets a lot lately because we're in a lot of technology that's changing. It's going to revolutionize what's going on in finance. It's going to revolutionize what's going on in businesses and AI and all these things that are happening. There's so many exciting things happening right now. And so when I first got involved in AI, probably, it was in 2020, I got involved heavily in AI. ChatGPT wasn't released yet. There weren't a lot of resources for people to find out information about AI. So when I talked about it, it was kind of sci-fi and only what people had watched on the movies that they knew about it. You know, they knew about Terminator or Matrix or that kind of stuff, but it was all sci-fi. And so when I got involved in AI, it was fascinating to me because to me, AI was like Google on steroids. So if you're ever doing a search and you're trying to do a query and trying to find out information and you go into Google and you do a search, you're going to get a list of all the information that you want. Well, to me, AI was scouring all resources everywhere within milliseconds. So it was basically doing scrape. If you're into coding or dev or software engineering, you know what scraping is. And so basically to me, AI was searching everywhere for all of the resources out there, compiling it into one, and then using a super brain to spit back an answer to me. And if I went onto Google for me to do research before AI, you know, like if you've worked on a master's thesis or if you worked on a doctorate program or you've been in college, you know that preparing out a paper, you need to have references and research paper and data and information, right? So to me, before AI, you would have to go out and do the research. You would have to go gather all your resources, all your research papers, compile all the data, find key points, reference your key points, and then do a compelling proposal or compelling paper to show why you believed your theory was correct and then prove your theory. Well, with AI, it takes all the resources all over the world, scrapes all the data and all the information, compiles it down and narrows it down to one source, comes up with the highest probability or highest successful answer, and then gives it to you. And if you're not satisfied with that answer, you're able to do another query and get a refined answer, or you're able to prompt it to tell you how you want it to answer to you. And so AI to me is like a super brain, as Google on steroids, that providing me all the information and the data and that I want and I need into one source. And so since it was released, when ChatGPT was released to the public, it became a new thing. It became fun for people to play around with. They started generating art. They started doing information and doing queries. But what people don't understand is, like, when you're inputting your data and your information into AI, and AI gives you an output, the output is only as good as your first inputs were, right? So if we're doing an equation and we say we want to know the answer of 2 times 2 equals 4. Most people know 2 times 2 equals 4. Well, if you're doing an input and you're saying, I want to know the answer of 2 plus 1 to equal 4. If your input is 2 plus 1, it's not going to equal 4. So if you're putting an input and a query and prompts into AI that's not going to give you the desired outcome, you're only going to get as good of an outcome as the good of the input that you put in. And so when you're working with AI, AI tends to evolve and change as it's getting its information, and it starts to cue based on the prompts that you put in. And a prompt on AI is doing a query. So if I'm asking, what is the secret of the universe? And that's the first prompt that I put into AI, it's going to give me only the base knowledge that it can scrape and find and then give me a proposed answer based off of the information it found. But if I'm going to do a proposed query to it and then I modify it based on my perception and my experiences and how I want the answer to come, it's going to modify its answer based off of that information. So people have to understand, when you're working with AI, it's giving us a lot of opportunities. It's giving us a lot of information, and within milliseconds, and details, but it's also based on what we input into it, right? So a lot of people out there are saying that they have AI. A lot of people are using low-level AI. They're using chatbots. But they're chatbots that are responding, like the AI agents out there right now, when they respond, they're responding very low-level. They do not have a personality. They don't respond in complete sentences with communication. They don't have a understanding of what the query was. They're just giving flat information as if you queried into Wikipedia. And so, again, when you're working with, it's what your output's going to be. So there's a lot of low-level AI out there that people are saying is AI, but it's just basically low level. It's what they've inputted into the AI on what you're going to get on your output. And there's AI agents in Web3 that are just giving you basic information with no personality, no thought process, no prompts, no feed into it. It's just giving basically scraping Wikipedia and outputting information based off of small amounts of data. Now, when you have high level AI, your AI is going to have a personality. So you're going to be able to prompt it and tell it like how you want it to act. I want my I have my AIs that have personalities, and it's a Southern Belle and a girl. She's an ex-girlfriend of, she's a Southern Belle. She flirts. She loves sweet tea and Southern food. And so every time she has a communication with somebody, she's going to have that personality. And then if I have another AI, which is another one that we've built out, and he's sarcastic and he has inside jokes and he loves trucks and loves going campings, that personality will show through on the prompt as if you're having a communication with a best friend or somebody that you know. So it depends on all of on your input, on what you input into your AI, on what you're going to get on your output. And so those are just our fun things, right? So we've built out over 250 AI bots now. We've just developed new tech in the last 7 to 14 days. It's going to be game-changing in Web3. I haven't announced it to anybody yet. We haven't announced it into our holders. We haven't announced it anywhere out there. When we do the launch on the new tech, you'll see that. In the process, we've also been building out the tech that we said we were going to build out. So that's getting ready for people to start beta testing that too. But in the process, I'm that type of person who sets my goals. And as soon as I get close to the one goal, I set the next one and start building out more tech. So we have some really, really exciting things going on in Web3 and in crypto and in technology and in AI that's going to be game changing. And I've been working on it nonstop, as you can tell in my voice. I have no voice anymore. Getting 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night because I've been working with my devs all over the world. And every single time we get ready to push something out big, and that means no sleep, of course. I'm doing my work while I go to the gym, or while I'm walking on my, doing my cardio and seeing the beach and getting my excitement that way. But I'm still working all the time. And I'm waking up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning and going to sleep at 12 so that I'm able to communicate with my devs so my devs can take care of what they need to do. I have devs in California and on the East Coast. I have interns at different colleges that are working on so that they can learn all the technology that we've built out that's not being taught yet. We have devs in Europe and in Asia, in India, all over the world. So South Africa. So we have devs everywhere all over the world, and they keep international hours. And for me to communicate with them and to be able to build out this stuff, that means that I have to be available at all time zones too. So, I mean, it's super exciting. The new things that are coming out are amazing. The things that we've been talking about have been built and already existing. And so like AI Signal and AI Base have already been launched and already out. We have Dragon Pro that's going towards beta testing this week. We have our Auto Trader that's going beta testing this week. And then we have 4 new pieces of tech that are coming out that we've been working on the sidelines while all the other ones are getting ready to push out. So lots of exciting stuff is going on. Lots of exciting things going on in the finance markets. And new policies are coming out. So this is just a great time to be around in AI. It's a great time to be around in new technology and in crypto and in finance. So this is a time that we're going to look back and go, oh, remember when? Remember when we had no sleep? But remember when we created all of this, these fun things. And so as we go through this process, the crypto markets, I still see so much potential, and everybody may think, oh, well, I'm getting in late. You're only in the beginning. Whenever there's a new tech cycle, remember we go through 9-year cycles normally. And so we've went through our first 9-year cycle. We're going on our second 9-year cycle in crypto. We're having more mass adoption. We're having it be talked about in news. We have government policies favoring crypto, ETFs. We have a lot of, every day we have new news coming out. So it's been super exciting. And especially with AI, whenever there's new competition, it also causes the existing ones that have become complacent to build out new tech too. And so we're going to have things go kind of at the speed of light in the next 12 months. There will always be something new to explore, something new to try out, lots of fun things coming up. And hopefully y'all get to like see a sneak peek of it. But let me just tell you a couple other things that are exciting that are happening on in the markets right now. So we have, let's see what's going on. So the new AI, DeepSeek, is predicting that Bitcoin will hit 200,000 by November 2025. Now, don't forget, this is an AI talking. There's a couple other things. In ETH, we have ETH, BTC, SOL. So ETH is Ethereum, BTC is Bitcoin, SOL is Solana. Let's see what else has been going on. Well, that's the news. I've been scrolling through just to tell you a couple of things. I wanted to give you guys an update on what's been going on in the markets, what we anticipate. This is normal cycles that we always go through, but to enjoy it, right? The other thing I want to see is in crypto and in finance and investing, it's primarily male dominated, but I love the fact that women are getting involved in STEM and they're becoming scientists and researchers, they're working in technology, becoming engineers, and also evolving with the markets too, right? And becoming traders. So it's never too late to try anything. It's if you're just in high school or you're in college, it's never too late to dabble and to find out about the finance markets or to find out about tech. If you're a female, it's never too late to try anything. So we want to encourage everybody, like most people are scared, even people that, you know, like grandmas that are 90 and weren't involved in the finance markets. It's never too late to try anything. Like it doesn't matter your age. It doesn't matter your education. It doesn't matter if you're in college or you're a CEO of a company. There's always time. There's always something new to learn. And by broadening your education or broadening your research or finding out more information, it always helps you in other areas of your life too. So the fun thing is we're also in 2025, which means it's going to be another year of travel. So I've been looking at travel. I had discussed it on a couple episodes ago. Flights are low right now. So there's flights again to LA to Hawaii for like $99. There's flights from Hawaii to Australia for $129. There's flights from the States to Europe for $129 right now. So there's a lot of deals out there. Most people that are working remote have the flexibility, as long as they have Wi-Fi or internet, that they can travel all over wherever they want to go. Starlink has also been providing that opportunity that you can get portable Starlink, or if you're on a flight, they're offering Starlink now too. So if you're working remote, most people just need their laptop, their cell phone, and Starlink. There's a lot of opportunities to travel right now throughout the whole entire year. Travel markets become busy again May, June, July, when most people have the summer months off. Right now is great prices out there. So you can find some smoking deals, travel if you want to just escape for 3 or 4 days, if you want to go away for 7 days or go away for a month. There's a lot of great prices out there. Those are my favorite things. I'm about ready to go on to my next destination. I've planted myself because I've been building out some tech. I've been back in my hometowns for the holidays. I've been back in my hometowns visiting all my friends and family, and then seeing, taking care of things that, because I've been traveling for so much, it's kind of planted me working on tech, building out new stuff, getting ready for the next big push. But if you guys have an opportunity, you can check out, you know, flights and see that everyone thinks it's always too expensive, but, you know, there's flights, if you're flexible, for $99, so like LA to Hawaii. And there's some smoking deals in Hawaii right now too, and going to Florida or New Orleans or New York. There's a lot of great deals there too. There's New York to Iceland. There's New York over to Oslo. There's a lot of great flights and prices right now also. So anyway, we have been talking about AI. We have been talking about the finance markets. We have been talking about crypto. We've been talking about travel. We're talking about the housing market. Again, the Fed is meeting right now. The Fed anticipates doing an announcement tomorrow. We plan on the rates being flat. The market, the inflation has only been 2.7 to 2.9. We have the first 100 days of politics in office, which means that they're trying to do as many changes to the market favorably to help stimulate the economy, to be favorable for business owners, to be favorable for crypto, favorable for taxes. We just start our 2025 adventure. Most of y'all who made your resolutions in January 1st, they say most people broke their resolutions by the third week. So if you've been on your kick, we had talked about this before too, and you've been going to the gym, congrats to you. Make sure that you create that habit, create those resolutions that you've been working on, like go back and look at them again and see what they were. Always take care of yourself, and then everything else will follow. So we're in January 2025. We have 11 more months of this year. That means 11 more months of planning out things, being healthy, going to the gym, looking and learning more about finance, looking and doing more research, getting involved in a new business if you want to, using AI for your benefit, dabbling in Web3 and seeing what new businesses are launching in Web3, dabbling in crypto, investing $10, reading a new book, trying things out. The goal is like to expand your mind, expand your horizons, get a new perspective, see what's out there, see what you want to enjoy, pursue your passions, get as much information as you can, and then try new things. The biggest fear people have is that fear of unknown. They don't know what to expect, so they won't go outside of their bubble and they won't try new things. The easiest way to try something new is to take that first step. You don't have to decide to fly around the world on day one. You can just take that first step and take a road trip to like Las Vegas. Or if you're going to start a business, instead of thinking that you have to build out the whole entire business all the way to completion, have tiers and 200 employees, be a CEO and run everything and have tons of overhead, all you have to do is take one step and file your DBA. A DBA is doing business as your business name, or get your URL, like get your website address. You only have to do one thing a day. The biggest way to get over the fear and get over starting something new and expanding your horizons and trying things, everything looks like it's a big obstacle, but all it takes is one thing to start, right? We only have to start with one thing a day, baby steps. If you want to start going to the gym. Go the first day and just stretch, or go the first day and do 5 minutes on the bike, or go the first day and do 5 minutes on the treadmill and then go back home. That way you're not overwhelmed by everything. If you want to buy a house, first thing, go fix your credit. Go take a pull at your credit report, see what your credit report looks like, fix up your credit, make it look pretty. If you want to buy a house, maybe one of the things is start saving money for your down payment. If you want to buy a new car, just go window shop, go look at cars. You don't have to make that full commitment and buy that car that day one. If you have goals, dreams, ambitions, the biggest thing that holds us back is fear and taking that first step. So take those small steps. It doesn't take, if you want to buy a house, you don't have to go plan where you're going to live, where you're going to move, how big the house is, what's in it. All you have to do is take that first step, which is like save your first $30 that day or pull up your credit report. It only takes small steps to get you to that final outcome. If you want to learn more, sign up for a college class. You can sign up for college classes as like a pass-fail or being just an observer in the college class. You don't have to get college credits. If you want to get college credits, you can, but it only takes that one step. So colleges are starting right now too. If you want to educate yourself more about something, go get a book and then commit to reading 5 pages. If you want to learn about something, watch a YouTube video. So there's like so many different resources. Most people's biggest fear is the unknown. Their biggest fear is how big that project is, where all it does is take one step, your first step to get involved. If you want to start trading crypto, just open up a basic account and invest $10. That's all it takes, right? If you want to buy a stock, buy $10 worth of the stock. If you want to remodel your house, go to Lowe's or Home Depot or one of the home stores and just walk around and check out the stores. Everything that we do, it only takes with that first step, right? We don't have to complete the whole entire project. Everything looks so big and so overwhelming. It only takes one step. If you want to have a new social group and new friends, step outside your bubble and go to a meetup, or go to a seminar and sit in the back and just listen. If you want to learn how to, snowboard, go to the mountain and just go watch the snowboarders. You don't have to be on the snowboard the first day or take a lesson, right? So there's like so many things to do. There's so many opportunities. There's so much that we can do. And just by taking those first steps is what gets us on to the next step, and then the next step. Remember, this is January. This is the start of the whole entire year. This is the first day of the rest of your life. This is the first day of the rest of 2025. We're here in January. This is our new opportunities, our new beginnings. We have so much out there, so many things to try, so many things to do. We're always here to help you learn, to teach, to encourage you to know that everything's always going to cycle, that things always become better, that we do have pullbacks in the market, but then we also have our upswings in the market. We're here to help you trade. Here to help you invest, to get clean credit, to buy a car, to do whatever you want to do, but it only takes that one first day. So don't forget, it's very simple. It's very easy. It's not overwhelming. It doesn't take a lot of effort. It doesn't take a lot of investment. Always start out with $10, your coffee money. Use your discretion on whatever you want to do. If you want to travel, start with a road trip that costs $25. Nothing has to be big or expensive. If you want to remodel your house, go check out Lowe's. So it doesn't take, you can window shop. Nothing takes a lot to start a new project. Nothing takes a lot to start a new path in your life. Nothing takes a lot to start a new direction or to learn something new. To start with new friends, all it takes is a hello. So I know this has been a long segment today. I didn't want to necessarily talk to you all about trading in crypto. I wanted to give you a market recap of what's been going on, but I want you all to remember to enjoy your life. Like, enjoy what you do. Go have fun. Be healthy. Take care of yourself. Do things that you love to do. Find your passion. Find what is your joy. Trading right now is my joy. Finance investing is my joy. Creating new tech is where I get my most passion from, and it's what I love to do. I'm excited to wake up. I haven't used an alarm clock in over 10 years, probably. I automatically wake up every day at 3 or 4 o'clock because I'm excited to start the day. Find what you love to do. Find your passion. Do what you want to do. Try things out. It only takes one step. It takes 5 minutes. It takes $10. It's start small. And next thing you know, we'll be at the end of 2025. And you can look back and go, oh my gosh, that was an amazing year. I had so much. I learned so much. I tried new experiences. This was like the best year of my life. That's my goal for you. My goal for you is to create that adventure, find your passion, do what you love to do, and take that first step. So if I had to give anybody homework today, my homework to all of you is to take that first step. Go write down what you've been wanting to do forever and try it. Go out there and write it down. Take that first step. If it's crypto, hopefully we're along with you on that journey. We have big tech coming out that's game-changing, world-changing. It's super exciting, and I can't wait to tell you all about it. We have people trying out our new tech. We've built it out for over 2 years. So we have a lot of exciting things coming up, and I'm glad that you all are along with us on this adventure. So we look forward to talking to you next week. Go touch sand, go touch the water, go touch grass, go have fun. Enjoy your life, find your passion, take that first step, and look forward to talking to everybody next Tuesday. Thank you again for listening on Tech Trend Investments. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Tech Trend Investments with Elizabeth Powell and Joseph Grassa, only on LA Talk Radio.